And on to the second act. USA 18, Cass City 13. 5-point game, two quarters remain. John Mooney, your thoughts?
Well, we always play the first half just to get rid of it anyways, right?
Someone's told me that once.
And, hopefully no one's in foul trouble. And it really looks like Cass City's pretty they're not too bad. Jacob Perry has two. Curtis Dickinson has two. Mason Earle has two. Things are looking good. Both coaches got out of halftime okay. 5-point ball game. So what more do you want?
Mason Earle for Cass City was on the bench with 2.5 minutes into the game with two fouls. And he's back out of the court trying to offer some pressure against Brendan Ballard, who's had his way in the first half. He has 12 points and left two free throws out there. Could have had 14. Cass City, would you get to start this second half with the ball, left to right across the radio. Cuthrell over to Kuntz, back up to the top to Dickinson. Over to Cuthrell, right wing, down to the post. Dribbling, Kuntz over to Erla. Back up to the top to Cuthrell. Cuthrell over to Kuntz on the left wing, back up to Erla, now over to Hartwick. Into the post, Kuntz goes up for the layup. He is fouled on the way up. The shot is good, and we could have an old-fashioned three-point play on our hands.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Tristan Kuntz started the scoring in the first half for Cass City. He does the same in the second half as he draws the foul on the way up. The foul is against number two, Aaron Sines. His first for USA. As the free throw is good, now we have a two-point game. 18-16, USA by two with 7.5 to play in the third.
A little token press was put on.
Brendan Ballard feeds into Kramer at the left block. He has to dribble it back out, though. DeSimpler over to Sines, back into Ballard, and he puts this one up on the loft from the right block. Brendan Ballard with 14 of the night, now back to a four-point game. Tristan Kuntz on the right wing, back up to Dickinson, over to the left wing to Hartwick. Cuthrell with the ball. Back into Hartwick, top of the key, being guarded by Steve Kramer. Excuse me, Zach Kramer. Tristan Kuntz. Knew that didn't sound right. Tristan Kuntz with the ball. Back up to Dickinson, over to Cuthrell. Drives down to the baseline. Nothing there as he's going against a big man named Ballard, and he traveled with it. And that is going to be a turnover the first of the second half. So here comes USA, token press from Cass City. Mason Earle at the top of it. Zach Kramer gets it across midcourt. Now over to Aaron Sines, to Brendan Ballard, wide open in the right block. This one's good as well. Cass City can't seem to come up with a stop against Ballard, and he's making a pay. It's back up to a 6-point lead, 22-16. Earle drives into the lane, kicks it back out to Tristan Kuntz for three. This one's short. Rebound Ballard. Has to be getting close to a double-double already. Zach Kramer takes the floating jumper just outside the left block, and this one's good. And the lead is to eight, the largest of the night, 16-24, USA leading.
Zach Kramer's just too good to shut him out the whole game.
And we have a whistle on the Cass City end of things. It's going to be against USA. That'll be USA's second team foul in the second half. It's a push. It'll be Cass City ball with a timeout. As we figure out who had the foul, you're listening to WLAW Sports, your home for high school basketball. Full timeout called by Cass City. 24-16, USA leads by eight.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
It's going down.
Left in the third quarter, 24-16. USA out to their largest lead of the night with eight. It's been a close one all night. Four lead changes so far in this game. Turnovers, Cass City with five, USA with six. It was 6-4 turnovers. USA with two more turnovers at halftime. Cassidy inbounds this one. Tristan Koontz into the left corner. And it's tipped away by Zach Kramer, so we'll redo that whole sequence. Didn't even happen. Don't even look at it. 5:58 now left in the third. As Tristan Koontz will be inbounding this one again. Underneath his own hoop, right side of the radio, wide open underneath the hoop to Curtis Dickinson, and he's up for two. Curtis Dickinson has four on the night, and it's a six-point lead for USA, 24-18. Brandon Harper gets across midcourt to Zach Kramer, who takes the three from the left wing, off the mark. Rebound still loose, and the Sempler stepped out of bounds on the rebound, so it'll be Cassidy ball. Red Hawk ball 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across the radio, 5:40 left in the third, 24-18. Patriots over the Red Hawks.
The Hawks are finding ways to get that ball on the inside. They move the ball really well.
Erla, top of the key, over to Cuthrell for three, right wing. No, rebound Zach Kramer for USA. Cuthrell can light it up quickly. He has not so far tonight. He has 4 points. Top of the key to Sempler, resetting things. To Sempler has not scored in this game. He has 2 fouls. Kicks it down to Brandon Harper in the lane. A little bit of a loose ball to go over to Ballard, and he puts this one up for two with ease. He has 18 points of the night. It's 26-18. 5 minutes left in the third. USA leads.
I got a feeling that Brandon Ballard's just getting warmed up.
Feeds it down to the block extended on the right baseline to Dickinson. Kicks it over to Koontz, trying to go onto the left baseline. And we have a whistle. Foul is going to be against USA. Foul is against number 3, Nick DeSimpler, his third foul, and the team's third in the second half. Cassidy gets the ball underneath their own hoop, and we apologize. I'm completely blocked here due to a snow coming sign in front of our set here on the second level of Cassidy's gym. Good crowd tonight, full stands on both sides as Cassidy's bringing it around the entire perimeter of the shot, and Hartwig decided to take the three from about 3 feet behind. This was off the mark and short. Rebound to USA. Aaron Sines brings it up. The top of the key going against that zone defense of Cass City. Now to Sempler, favoring his right side, still dribbling. Ballard has it 20 feet from the outside. Down to the left corner to Zach Kramer. Sines over to the right wing to DeSimpler, down to the right baseline. Skip pass to the left wing to Sines. Takes the long two just inside the three. This one's good. Aaron Sines in the books for his first two of the night. 10-point game, 28-18. Largest lead of the night for USA. Cass City responds. Curtis Dickinson with a jump shot inside the lane for two. He has 4 points in the third quarter for six on the night. And we have a pass up the court for USA going against that token pressure on the full court as they kick it out to Zach Graham for three. And we have a foul or a whistle away from the ball on the baseline. As the official is shouting to the USA bench, not quite sure what's going on here. Mark Gainforth now on his feet as the officials now explain what happened there. No foul has officially been reported.
You know, Zach Kramer took the shot from three-point land, and then all of a sudden it was whistled down, and then there's no call on a foul.
Jacob Perry replaces Hartwig for Cass City in the meantime. And it's 28-20. Cass City trails by 8 with 3.5 to play in the third. Jacob Perry, right wing against Kramer. Back up to Erla, over to Koontz, feeds it in with the loft to Dickinson in the left block with the runner. Into the lane, no good, rebound Ballard. And here comes DeSimpler on the go for USA. Kramer dives in the lane, kicks it out to Sines for three from the left corner, off the mark. Rebound picked up by DeSimpler. Wide open lane, goes in for two, and he's in the books with two. Back to that 10-point game, 3 minutes to play in the third. Cassidy trails USA.
This is a big possession for the Hawks right now.
Jacob Perry being guarded very closely by Zach Kramer. Erla now tries to feed into Koontz, nearly stolen away. And Koontz picks it up top of the key, now dribbling into the free throw line, kicks it out to Cuthrell. Now to Dickinson at the left wing,